Blog Talk Radio.
The light has come, the glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pull sheets up of our lovers, we're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge, the fountains of living waters. The showers we with righteousness, restores my order and turns this song to a king, a song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out of his sanity, crushed the towers of vanity and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now Yah's planet. Waters came to your ankle, the method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee before you further Joe goins. Waters came to your loins, a thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on thoughts of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sin forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge ourselves really quickly. Make our souls polished this 50. So we gone. Talking about my sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you awoke me from a slumber, pulled me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God, to my very last breath. And use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay his holy name regard. We have come a long way, yet we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen till we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings. We gone.
We gon' march to the city of God. We gon' dance. We gon' sing. We gon' rise to the city of God. We gon' fly to the city of God. We gon' march to the city of God.
I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now, I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now, I wanna go. I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now, I wanna go. Yeah, I wanna go home. So.
Shalom, family. Sorry for the difficulties. More Obadiah will be with you shortly as possible. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh our Elohim. Our apologies for the technical difficulties. We had some audio difficulties, but praise the mighty Yah. We back on. And this is Nothing But the Truth. And my name is Morey Obadiah Israel, the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the senior Morey here at the House of Israel, Morey Ishaya Israel. And this is Nothing But the Truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises unto the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk. I can't seem to get that word out. Blog Talk or YouTube. For we know, well, the order that I gave. So we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love toward the Creator, Yahweh, our Elohim. And what will we be discussing this evening? We will be discussing a topic that is very poignant in not only the world, but particularly in the nation of Israel. There's a lot of plights, and there's a lot of things plaguing us as a nation. And as it states in the book of Proverbs, is he that deals with prudence understands his own way. So if you're going to be prudent, we must understand our own ways. And there are various things that are taking place. There are various things that are happening that is causing us to be staggered as a nation, that's causing the plight to increase on our people, that is causing darkness to be in the midst of our people instead of light. Because the Creator, Yahweh, the true and living Elohim, said that we are a light, not only to ourselves, but we are a light to the entire world. So we can't stagger in darkness. We can't be penetrated and injured by darkness. We must seek out these things, and we must know that the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. So what are one of the things that are plaguing the community, our community today? Well, simply put, there are a few things. It's more than just one issue. But one issue that is prominent in the community, prominent in the nation, prominent with our people all throughout the world, happened to be recorded and is a testimony that was given by the Most High Yahweh, our Elohim. And we can read about this plight, and we can read about this affliction in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. In the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, in the 6th verse, it reads, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen?" And this is what Yahweh has commanded his people. Because the fast that we have chosen, the fast that we are cleaving unto, Yahweh said that we just do these things for strife and debate. It says we do these things. We do these things for our pleasure and for our own labor. And we just do these things to just strive and debate about. But Yahweh is letting it be known. Yahweh is making it clear. Yahweh is setting the crooked things to be made straight. He's letting us know. The whole nation of Israel, it's not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? And when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of Yahweh shall be thy reward. And thou shalt call, and Yahweh shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. So the instructions, the commandments of Yahweh is commanding us. It's letting us know that the fast that Yahweh have chosen, all of these elements, all of these ingredients contain one thing, and that's stepping outside of ourselves and not always thinking for self. I know society has taught us that the first rule of law is self-preservation, and they taught you that the best way to help a poor man out is to not to be one, and all these cliches. All these sayings that's being said, all these dark sayings that's been vomited out by the nation has made us as a people very selfish. So not only do we not want to do works to consider the poor, We don't even want to do works for Yahweh. We don't even want to step outside of ourselves to do that which pleases the Creator. And Yahweh said, this is a smoke in his nostril. And Yahweh said, look, if you do this fast, which is acceptable to me, then when you call, I will be there. And my glory, it will be your reward. And then it says, you shall cry, and I shall say, here I am. But Yahweh said, look, in order for this mission, this goal, in order for these commandments to be successful, this is what is imperative for you and I to do. You have to take away from you the mist of the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. Why? All of these acts are oppressor, are oppressive. Why do you think putting forth, taking off the yoke first? Because the yoke is on those that are enslaved. The yoke are on those that are oppressed. And then Yahweh said, look, put away the putting forth of the finger. Stop pointing your finger. And we just love to point our fingers at everybody and everything else. We blame everything. And the beautiful thing about this season that we're in is that Yahweh is causing for Israel to be talked about a lot in the media. And there's a lot of things that are coming out from many different servants of the Most High, many different people. They got many different points of views. And just the whole spark of this controversy was the Israelites that were down in Washington, D.C. And what were they doing? They were screaming at the various nations because really they were just having a discussion on who's the indigenous people. And they were down there screaming at people and yelling at people. And that's how they would want to paint us. Well, it's a brush that has been painted because it is something that Israel, we have to stop doing. We have to stop putting forth of the finger. See, when the Most High said this fast is acceptable, all of these acts, you step outside of yourself. You're not worried about your household. You're worried about another man, another woman, and how they going to eat, and how they going to sleep, and where they going to sleep, and what they going to eat, and what clothes are going to be on their back, what shoes are going to be out on their feet. So you draw out your soul to the poor. And by doing that, Yahweh say, your household will be blessed. Why would your household be blessed? Because you are a blessing. And there's too much that's not being done for the Most High because it's too much yoke, and there's too much putting forth of the finger, and there's too much speaking vanity. It's too much vanity being spoken. If you put a microphone in front of a lot of people, all you'll see is a bunch of putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. You want to talk about these Gentiles, want to talk about other Israelites all day, want to talk about this nation and that nation and this situation and that situation. Well, when are we going to take personal responsibility? Yahweh put us in captivity, not for us to throw ourselves a pity party, not for us to look and say, well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in captivity. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in captivity. We are not in captivity to learn how to blame others and learn how to be in contention and blame one another. We have mastered that skill quite well. We were placed in captivity for one reason and for one reason only. It was for disobedience. But being placed in captivity is supposed to make us consider. See, this is why this fast is acceptable to the Most High, because it's stepping outside of yourself. So you don't feel like the world's coming down on you. You don't feel like the plight is just at your doorstep. You don't just feel like all the calamity is falling at your door. You know that we all in the same boat. We all going through some of the same things, and in some shape or form, and in most shapes and form, we all are oppressed. We all in the river, trying to climb on the boat. We all in the position, in that position. So it's not time to put forth the finger and start speaking a bunch of vanity and start talking about what you do and what you don't tolerate and what you will put up and what you started. Man, magnify, sanctify Yahweh. Glorify Yahweh. That's why it was a beautiful interview that was had this week between, it was on the League Aware program, and it had Moray Isha on the program, and I loved it. And one of the reasons, and a couple of reasons why I loved it, is because for number one, the Most High was sanctified first. It didn't go straight into a bunch of talking, and then go into a bunch of blaming. Yahweh was sanctified. And the second reason I loved the interview was because the root of the problem was addressed in that very interview. All this plight that we've been going through, all this plight that we've been griping about, all of this plight that we've been complaining about, all this suffering that we've been praying to be delivered from, we place these things upon ourselves. And if we are unable to step outside of ourselves, we will never be able to take personal responsibility, personal accountability for our actions. And this was the very reason why Yahweh has placed us in the captivity. It's not to throw a pity party. It's not to feel sorry for ourselves. And it's not to look and start blaming nations and being vexed with nations. Yahweh said this in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. If you turn with me there. And in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 40th verse. And it reads, "If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, of which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity." Yahweh said, the only reason why you in the land of your enemies, the only reason why your enemies are ruling over you, is because you have walked contrary unto me. Therefore, I have walked contrary unto you. And people may say, well, what does it mean to walk contrary? That means to be walking in opposition. That means to stand against. That means Yahweh got you in captivity for you to be reminded that we got to return to Yah, not for you to say, man, we can't keep the law. Man, there is no law. There is no Sabbath. There is no priest. There is no sacrifices. There is no this. There is no that. Well, why isn't these things into play like you're claiming? Why? Because when these things were in our midst, we still were walking contrary unto the Most High. Therefore, the Most High have been walking contrary unto us. And Yahweh said, when we in the land of our enemies, if our uncircumcised hearts then be humbled. And this is the whole premise of why we are in captivity. Not to put forth your finger, not to play the blame game, but for us to take responsibility and to accept the fact that we were cursed because we disobeyed our Creator. This is why we even know about Babylon. This is why we even know about the daughter of Babylon. This is why we even know about captivity. Why? Because we have walked contrary unto the Most High. And the Most High said that if we would confess our iniquity and accept of the punishment of our disobedience, it said in verse 42, "Then will I remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land." No wonder our people talking about the Most High not in the midst of us today. We're not even remembering these things. And because we're not calling these things to mind, Yahweh said, look, if you do that, if you just accept that your punishment, if just accept the fact that you have committed iniquity against me, remember my covenant with your forefathers. And when Yahweh said, I remember, he just wants to say, oh, I remember. No, Yahweh, remember, he's going to restore all these things back unto us. But we have to first accept of the punishment. And we never accept of the punishment if we keep up with the yoke. The putting forth of the finger and just outright speaking vanity. And let's continue reading in verse 43. It says, the land also shall be left of them and shall enjoy her Shabbats while she lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept the punishment of their iniquity because the punishment, they shall accept the punishment of their iniquity because even because they despise my judgments and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am Yahweh, their Elohim. So Yahweh is saying, look, you going through this plight. You catching this hell. You the tail and not the head. Why? Because you refuse to recall to mind what you're here for. And this is not for us to play the blame game. It's not that Yahweh said we in this condition not because the Gentiles were strong and slick and other nations were just coming over to pursue us. Yahweh even have it in the law that the priests were to make two trumpets of silver. And when these trumpets are blown, Yahweh will remember his people and he will go before us when we go to war. Because these things are necessary. These things are protection. These things are the salvation of Israel. But as long as you just keep blaming the nations, or we keep blaming Yahweh, and we keep blaming yourself, you keep blaming everyone else. Like, no, we're not going to blame ourselves. We're going to blame everyone else. But the biggest enemy is right there in the mirror. It's us. The more we rebel, the more affliction we received. And that's even today. The more we rebel against Yahweh, the more affliction we receive. So when is it going to come time to break this yoke? And to break this yoke is to forsake the ways that these heathens have taught us and return unto Yahweh. Because this particular judgment in the past, we had an opportunity, but we failed to utilize it. So now we just have to seek the mercy of the Most High. Now we have to seek righteousness. Now we have to seek meekness so we can be hid in the day of the anger of Yahweh. But these things will never be sought after. These things will never be looked for if you got yoke and you just putting four fingers. Because all you're going to say is, I'm right, you wrong. I don't care about gathering with my people. I see it this way. I'm right because I'm doing this. This is what's acceptable to me. And Yahweh done already let us know, look, all these fasts that you've been doing, man, you just doing for strife and debate. That's all you're doing it for. So we'll never be able to put away putting forth of the finger if we never step outside of ourselves. This is the reason why we must hearken unto judgment. And why is it important that we hearken unto judgment? Because Yahweh said we despise this judgment. I'm tired of hearing the excuse of why we can't keep the law. I'm tired of hearing the excuse of why we can't keep the Shabbat. Because this is not our land. This is not our dwellings. We don't belong to this land. Well, why are we in a land that don't belong to us? Why are we the tail and not the head? Why did Yahweh take away the sacrifices, the daily sacrifices, including the sacrifices made on the Shabbat? Why have all these things been taken away? And it's only when we dig to our uncircumcised hearts and humble ourselves The answer is right before our very eyes. And the righteous, they always know. The righteous are always abreast of why we in this plight. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Lamentations, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 40th verse. In Lamentations 3, verse 40, it reads, let us search. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to Yahweh. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto Elohim in heavens, in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. And thou hast slain, and thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. And thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. And all of our enemies have opened their mouth against us. And fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. These are the various things that come upon us. Why? Because we turn our backs on the Most High. The Most High didn't turn his back on us. Yahweh didn't forsake us. So while we try to be the judges and execute judgment and take away praises from Yahweh, oh, well, Yahweh, since I'm in captivity, I guess I can't keep your Shabbats then. I can't keep the Sabbath now. I'm in captivity. Oh, Yahweh, since I'm in captivity, I can't pay tithes. And I can't make no offerings neither. Oh, Yahweh, since I'm in captivity, I'm going to just do away with the dietary law. I'm going to do away with some of it. I'm not going to eat swine. I'm not going to eat the swine and the shellfish. But everything else, I don't care if it die of itself. I don't care if eating it with the blood. I don't disregard all that since I'm in captivity. We even have the audacity to approach the Most High and put forth our finger and start blaming the Creator. And Yahweh has already asked his people, what iniquity have you found in me? Yahweh has asked this question to the whole nation. What iniquity have you found in me? Why wouldn't you sanctify me? Why wouldn't you delight in my Shabbats? Why wouldn't you be joyful at my law? Well, the only reason why we wouldn't do these things is because we can't putting forth of the finger. We want to approach and blame everyone and everything. We want to blame Yahweh. We want to blame our enemies. Why do you think that they are enemies? And why would you think the Most High will put you in the midst of your enemies? Because that's how bad we have approached our Creator. That's how much we have walked contrary to the Most High. What do you think? We're going to walk contrary to the Most High and he's going to put us in the midst of our buddies, our friends, people we done made treaties with and covenants with, and they pat us on the back when we come into the land? No. Because we in the land of our captives, and we still cutting up. We still acting a fool. And why is this important to know? These are the things that Yahweh is commanding us to break. To break. To put yourself in an uncomfortable position is to put yourself outside of yourself. We just came off not too long ago a fast where we fasted 40 days. And then after we were done fasting for 40 days, we fasted for 40 nights. And it was beautiful. And the reason why it was beautiful is because me, myself, I would have never came up with that. I read it and I see the strength in it. I see the beauty in it. I would have never considered to place that upon myself. That would have been something that had to have been placed on me. Why? Because it was a beautiful fast, because it gave us the opportunity to step outside of ourselves and start considering our ways and start considering the way that our relationship with the Most High that we have, and stop looking at the nations and saying, well, my relationship is messed up with the Most High because of you. I'm not perfect with the Most High because of you. No, the instructions have been given. The word has proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High. All we have to do is hearken to it. But if we refuse to hearken to it, this is why we are in the conditions that we are in today. And all we have to do is seek the light. All we have to do is seek the word of Yahweh. Because Yahweh has made it perfectly clear of what this book that is before us today, what is its purpose. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 40th division. In the book of Psalms, the 40th division, I'm going to read the 7th verse. And it reads, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. So this book not written about the Christ of the New Testament. This book is not written about Muhammad. This book is not written about any of the false idols and the ideologies that our people are following after today. This book is written of the Most High. Yahweh is the author of his book. Yahweh is the creator of his book. Not King James, not the Ethiopians, not these nations that they done contrived. This book is just comprised of a bunch of African proverbs. Well, where did they get it from? Who formed this? Because Yahweh said that this book is written of him. And when you read the book and you have understanding, you got eyes that can see and ears that can perceive and hear, you will see the divine order that Yahweh has set before us. Even if they take the books and took the books and put them out of place, Yahweh still making the crooked thing straight. Even when they took the name of Yahweh out of his book, Yahweh still revealed what his name is. Even though they done tainted up the language, Yahweh still has a way that we can learn the necessities of the language to be able to go through his book and see the consistencies in his word. This is what Yahweh has caused to happen. And he's done this all with his words. And why is it done with his word? Because this book is written of the Most High. So why are we blaming the nations why we can't keep the Shabbat? Why are you blaming your location on why you can't keep the Shabbat? Why are you blaming him and her and this and that for why you can't serve Yahweh? Why? Because you can't stop putting forth of the finger. Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and the 13th verse, it reads, if thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Yahweh has distinctly let it know, this is not your day. This is my day. And if you turn away your foot from the Shabbat, from doing your pleasures on my holy day, then you will learn to call the Shabbat a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him. And how are you going to honor the Creator? By not doing your own ways, or finding your own pleasures, or speaking your own words. And by doing this, Yahweh say, then you will delight in Yahweh your Elohim. And that's what you see a vast majority of our people not doing. Delighting in the Most High. They're like the Most High is just some big angry emoji in the sky. Everything's done in anger. I got to speak to you in anger. If I got to deal with you in anger. Man, if our people had understanding, if Yahweh dealt with us in his anger, we wouldn't even be here in existence to be complaining about what you can and can't do for the Most High. No, but Yahweh has showed the world, Yahweh is showing his people his mercy. But we don't see the mercy of the Most High. We don't see the goodness of our Elohim because we can't stop putting forth of the finger. And Yahweh said that he will cause us, if we would delight in Yahweh our Elohim. And he will cause us to ride up on the high places of the earth and feed us with the heritage of Jacob our father. You want to be restored? You want to be renewed? You want to be blessed and be a blessing? Well, all you have to do is take hold of the words of the Most High. And don't forsake his Shabbat. Don't forsake the law. Don't forsake the testimonies. For if you do that, there's no light. And no wonder we stumbling around in so much darkness. And you know what we want to blame? The darkness. Let's stop putting forth the finger and speaking vanity. And let's do what the Most High has commissioned us to do. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. And people say, man, Israel, y'all always talking about how great the Creator is. Y'all always talking about how great y'all are. Well, why y'all catching so much? Why y'all got so much hell going on? Why is the plight being increased and increased? Well, all you have to do is look at the conditions and the actions that Yahweh's people are committing. In Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 17th verse. And it reads, "Seest thou what they do in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem?" Now, the city of Yehuda is the praises of Yahweh. And Jerusalem is the peace, is peace. In the praises of Yah and in the midst of peace, let's read to see what's going on in the streets. It says, "The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes." Now, who are they making cakes for? Are they making cakes to bring to the altar of Yahweh? Are they making cakes to sit before the Most High and eat and delight in their Elohim? No. They knead in their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto other deities that they may provoke me to anger. Yahweh is saying, look, why are you doing this? I've already told you I'm your Elohim, and besides me, there is none else. I've already told you that my name means jealousy, and I'm a consuming fire. I've already told you that I am Yahweh. That is my name. I will not share my praise with another, neither give my praise to graven images. Yahweh not going to share his glory, nor is going to give his praises to graven images. Yahweh is letting this be known all throughout the world. And Yahweh letting this be known so much, he gave this to his people. And he said, you know what? You my people. I'm married unto you. Now go out throughout the world and witness of me. Witness to me. Declare to the world how great of a husband I am. And all we go out in the world to say is, well, we was cool. And then the white people came over to the land and just took our people and put them on ships. Man, we was cool. And then they ravished our gardens. Man, we was cool, and they gave us the New Testament. Man, we was cool, but then they gave us the Quran. Man, we was cool, but they did this. And we was cool, but they did that. You put forth with the finger and not knowing that all these judgments fell upon you because of what we were doing. And our people was making cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And that's, I don't even understand, but I can understand because I see the conditions of our people now. And it said they poured out drinks to other deities that they may provoke Yah to anger. And did they provoke me to anger, saith Yahweh? Did they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Yahweh say, look, you was doing all these things to vex me, and all you did was get confused yourself. Now you got Israelites saying, man, I sanctify Yahweh of hosts. But we can't keep his law. I sanctify Yahweh's host, but you can't believe his word. I sanctify Yahweh of hosts, but you can't believe his testimonies. Those are just stories, man. Good anecdotes. Because why? That's what rebellion will do. All it does is bring confusion to the faces of those that are rebelling. So you know why we have a problem gathering together? Why we have a problem defending our causes? Why we have a problem coming together and letting iron sharpen iron? Because confusion of faces belong unto us. Because we can't stop speaking vanity. And if you're going to speak vanity, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen with your actions? You're going to start doing vanity. And that's all that's taking place in this chapter right here. We just started doing a bunch of vanity, a bunch of things that wasn't bringing no benefit to us. Absolutely none at all. But let's continue reading. But let's continue reading. It says, it reads, do they provoke me to anger, saith Yah? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. And thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. Because Yahweh is letting you know, look, this stuff you're doing is an abomination. So put away your sacrifices and your burnt offerings and eat flesh. Just go ahead and eat it. Don't bring it to my altar and then be preparing offerings for other deities. It's an abomination that's taking place. So Yahweh say, no, you eat it. And then it says, for I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. So all this excuses we making, man, we can't keep the Sabbath. We don't got no sacrifices. We can't do this. We don't got no sacrifices. Yahweh been done told us, put away your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I didn't command your fathers when I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning sacrifices. Our people voluntarily wanted to sacrifice unto Yahweh. And Yah said, if you're going to sacrifice unto me, this is how you do it. But Yahweh said, look, if you don't got no sacrifices, my Sabbath day is not in the play. If there's no sacrifices, then my holy days are not in the play. If there's no sacrifices, then my law is not in the play. No, Yahweh said, I didn't speak unto your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning sacrifices. But what did Yahweh speak and command of us? Yahweh said, but this thing I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, Shema, hear the voice of the Most High, hearken to the voice of the Most High. And he says that I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. This is what Yahweh said he commanded. And this is what Yahweh is commanding today. He's saying, look, just obey my voice. Listen when I'm speaking. And you're going to show the world that you're listening, because as soon as I command it, now you're performing it. Now you hearkening to my words. But this is what the people responded and did. It says, but they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. And this is exactly what's going forth today. We done came into this knowledge. We done found out Yahweh is a true and living Elohim. And a lot of us done found out that it is Yahweh and Yahweh alone. There's no Christ. There's no Yahweh HaMashiach. There's no Yehoshua. There's none of this. It's Yahweh alone. And we done learned these things from the service of Yahweh. We done sat in the midst and seen with our own eyes and heard with our own ears the revelations of Yahweh being revealed by his servants. The secret things be revealed by his servants. We done seen our whole lives prosper walking in the way that Yahweh has instructed us to do. We have seen that Yahweh is what has been with us and walking in this way. And then you know what happened? Adversity comes. A little bit of trouble knock on your door, and now all of a sudden, you forsake it all. And say, well, I can't rock with Yahweh no more. I can't keep the Shabbat no more. I can't keep those laws. I've read. I've seen. I understand this. We can't do this. You can't keep the Shabbat. Even though your wisdom was increased when you was keeping the Shabbat. Your understanding was being increased when you was keeping the Shabbat. You was walking in a good way. And people was recognizing that you had an excellent spirit upon you when you was walking in the ways of Yah. Now you don't walk you don't turn your foot from the Most High. Now you are walking in utter confusion. Now you are walking in the imaginations of your own heart. And now you are went backwards and not forwards. And I personally see this every day with our people. People that's been in the knowledge longer than myself. They basically one step down, going serving an idol. Because they don't witness for the Most High at all. They don't get the testimonies of Yahweh at all. All they do is put forth their finger and speak vanity and continue to have the yoke about their neck. And Yahweh said, look, you don't see this because you wasn't able to step outside of yourself. Scriptures already let you know that a man's heart, it devises his way. But Yahweh directs his steps. So yes, there may be ways to see the clearness of how we walking or how we going to get through it. But with Yahweh with you, who is against you? But we don't see this if we continue to put forth of the finger. This is the condition that our people are in, and this is the condition that our people was in those times. Now you can start to understand. Now you can start to see why we are in the plight that we are in today, which would turn, if turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And what are we discussing tonight? The putting forth of the finger. Yahweh said that if you get rid of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking of vanity, Yahweh says that he will answer and be with us. And when these things are not done, these things continue to be our plagues. All of these things continue to plague us. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 58th verse. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and verse 58, it reads, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh thy Elohim, then Yahweh will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of a long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which thou was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will Yahweh bring upon you until you be destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you will not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. And this is why we are in the condition that we are in today. You want to know why heart disease is consuming our people? Why strokes are consuming our people? You want to know why we got diabetes is consuming our people? It's because all these plagues are upon us simply because of rebelliousness. It said that we were to love. It says that we are to fear the glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, our Elohim. But instead, you fear what your doctors say. You fear the physicians. You fear man. But you're not fearing Yahweh. So now you're putting forth your finger. Man, cancer just running my family. Heart disease running my family. Man, arthritis and all these sore botches, they running our family. And you're not altogether wrong. It does run in our family. Why? Because rebellion run in our family. And Yahweh said, put it away. If you put away the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speak in vanity, and start seeking Yahweh with our whole heart, then we will see these things disintegrate. We will see these things decimate before our very faces. But as long as we're putting forth the finger, and as long as we speak in vanity, and what do you think you're doing when you're going to the doctor? And they tell you, man, you got diabetes. And then you go to a servant of Yah, and they say, well, man, you can be healed from diabetes. It's all about, first of all, getting your heart and mind right and start thinking positively. And then you have to commit yourself to a healthy regimen. Start taking these herbs. Start doing this and start doing that. And that'll be totally rejected. Or as soon as you take it, your body will start trying to adjust to a better way of life, so you may get sick. And now you say, man, I ain't listening to you no more, man. I took them herbs and started getting sick. I wasn't doing that when I was taking the medicine. No, because the medicine's killing you. Killing you slowly. But this is what happened. When you start speaking vanity, when you start turning your eyes and ears from the Most High, these things take place, and these things continue to take place because why? We refuse to remove the yoke. We refuse to remove this bondage that's upon us. Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter. No wonder the vast majority of our people don't see what's taking place. No wonder the vast majority of the world don't have wisdom and understanding and knowledge. No wonder that the revelations that the Most High revealing to his servants that we try to present to our people, it falls on deaf ears and blind eyes. And instead of saying, man, I could truly see that Yahweh is with you. So if Yahweh is with you, then I'm with you because I'm trying to be with my Elohim. But instead of that, rebellion takes place. Well, man, you don't believe what I believe. I got to separate myself. I got to remove myself from you because you're teaching some stuff that's crazy. Even though they showing you the words of Yahweh, the testimonies of Yahweh, now you calling it crazy. Why? Because when we refuse to hearken to the instructions of Yahweh, turn backwards. And confusion of faith belongs unto us. And this is why it says this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter and the 26th verse. It reads, cursed be he that confirms not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. Yahweh said, look, I took my time, and I know a lot of people may say, well, Brother Obadiah, you awfully hard on Israel. You got a beef with Israel? You got a problem with Israel? No, I'm Israel. So when I'm talking about rebellion, myself is included in that. When I'm talking about putting away the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and spray and speaking vanity, that destruction is to me as well. And why is it imperative that I'm speaking to Israel? I'm speaking to our people, the servants, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The message is for the whole world to hear. But why am I speaking specifically to my people? Because that's whom Yahweh gave us his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments to. And if it was important enough for Yahweh to just give it to his people so that we can give it to the world, then we got to do a better job of keeping it, of guarding it, and protecting it, and witnessing for it, and stop the yoke, and the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and start confirming the words of the true and living Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. Not too many people that say, man, you speaking foolishness. I do confirm the words of the Most High. I do keep every word that the Most High speak. What are you talking about? And then ask him, well, who's your Lord and Savior? And look at the answer. And if it's anything short of Yahweh, then you know that you're going backwards. You can ask your people, when does the day start? And if they say anywhere than when light begins, they don't win backwards. You can ask them when the month starts. And if they tell you any time besides what Yahweh has instructed, they don't go backwards. If you say, well, how many days are in the month? And they tell you a bunch of days that's not recorded by the testimonies of Yahweh or given by a law of Yah, they don't win backwards. How many months in the year? And they telling you a whole bunch of odd numbers, you know that they done went all together backwards. And the only reason why we go backwards is when we rebel against the Most High. I never seen the Most High bring no his servant in the obscure darkness for keeping his words and for confirming his word. I personally never have seen it. I've never seen Yahweh do with his servant and say, man, the harder and closer we try to get to the Most High, the dumber and dumber the Most High is making them. No, because Yahweh done already laid out the instructions and said, look, if you seek me, you will find me. This is the instruction that Yahweh has already laid out. But the only reason why we have a problem finding them, the only reason why we have a problem seeing this, is because we can't get this yoke off of us. We can't stop with the putting forth of the finger, and we can't stop with the speaking vanity. And because of this, we just done all together rebelled against the Most High. We done all together rebelled. And you may say, well, that's ridiculous. Who are you to tell me that I'm a rebel? I study. I read every single day. Do you? I do this. I do that. Do you? I do this, that, and the third. Do you? So how you gonna sit up there and put a judgment and say, I'm a rebel? Well, first of all, I'm not putting a judgment on anyone. I'm just regurgitating the words of the true and living Elohim. And Yahweh made this indictment on his people. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter and the 8th verse, it reads, it says, now go right before them in the table and note it in their book, that it may be for a time to come forever and ever. Yahweh said this time is to come forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh. And they say to the seer, see not, and to the prophet, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. That's it. Give us that deceit. Give us that medicine to make us feel good. I just want to feel good. I want to go up in church while they're doing this shouting and sweating and dancing and tootsie rolling down the aisle. But man, when I come in the house of Yah, all I hear is we got to keep the law. We got to serve Yahweh only. Man, what's this you talk about? Take personal responsibility. I am taking personal responsibility. If the white man quit oppressing me, I'll be all right. Take his foot off my neck, I'll be all right. If I could just go home, I'd be all right. Well, you think you're going to do any of these things and rebel against the Most High? And then this is what the people say when the servant of Yahweh comes in their midst and gives you what thus saith Yah. They come to you in truth. And they say to them, man, get you out the way. Turn aside out of the path and cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. And this is what's taking place today. As close as you think that the Most High, you getting closer to the Most High, you're only rebelling more and more. That's why I said in Isaiah the 29th chapter, the chapter 4, in the book of Isaiah the 29th chapter and the 13th verse, it says, wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, they do honor me. But their hearts, they have removed their hearts far from me. And their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. That's right. All our people is doing is a bunch of vanity. Say praise Yahweh all day long. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. But then when it comes time to put in work for the Most High, man, you can't do that. You can't do that. When it's time to gather with your people, man, I don't know about that, man. I don't really like him. I don't like her like that. I don't like y'all building. I don't like that. It's a bunch of excuses. And our fear has been taught by the precepts of men. And you know this is the truth. Because there's so many of our people that go by the ways that they think is of the Most High. And it's not, it don't have nothing to do with the Most High at all. You ask them, where's say that at? You got to show me this. And they can't show it to you. Or they'll just take you to a dark scripture and be like, yeah, that's it right there. But they can't go line upon line, precept upon precept. Why? Because their relationship with the Most High is not even that deep. They don't even consider it that deep. They don't even look at it as that important. We just in captivity because Yahweh don't put us here. So now when you in Rome, act as the Romans. When you in Greece, act as the Grecians. When you in Babylon, act as the Babylonians. Act confused. And this is an abomination. This is speaking vanity. This is keeping that yoke on. And this is putting forth of the finger. Because when none of it succeeds, and when all of it crumbles before your eyes, that's exactly what you're going to start doing. It's putting forth your finger and start playing the blame game. And Yahweh said, get rid of this. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. And what are we discussing tonight? The putting forth of the finger. Yahweh says that we have to get rid of this. This is one of the ways that we return back unto the Most High. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 18th verse. And it reads, 1 Samuel 8 and 18. 1 Samuel 8, verse 18 reads, and you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen you. Yahweh, this is when the people, Israel came unto the servant of Yahweh, the prophet Samuel, and they said, man, we want a king. And Yahweh told Samuel to tell people, you're going to get you a king. But first he told Samuel, look, don't get vexed. Because it's not that they have forsaken you. They've forsaken me. But you know what? Give them a king. And when you give them a king, let them know what type of king that they're going to get. Let them know that they're going to get them an oppressor. It's going to turn your daughters into confectionaries. It's going to turn your sons into drunkards. You're just going to be oppressed. You're going to be the horse that's leading the wagon. And this is the condition that we are in today. Yahweh said, let them know what type of king you're going to get. And you know what the people said? Well, let's continue reading. It says that you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen. And Yahweh will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. So the people said, look, I hear what you're saying. We're going to get an oppressor. But we will have a king just like all the other nations. And this is the same thing that's going on today. You wasn't satisfied with Bush, so you got Bush Jr. And just when you think that Bush Jr. was going to blow up the world, they gave you Obama. And now you thought you was going to be redeemed. And he did the same things the other ones did. He just smoked to you smooth. See, that's why I said Isaiah 30. We just like the smooth words. He talked to the people smooth. Had a smooth walk. Smooth talk. Smooth grammar. He just was smooth in the people. And we were still being oppressed. And then after him, got Trump. And he the opposite of smooth. He's dealing very roughly. And just how rebellious and how stiff-necked and how oppressive he talks, how much vanity he speaks, that's how our people are speaking. We just don't have that platform. But we commit in the same type of vanities that we claim that we abhor. And we ask it for a new king. And you don't care who it is. You don't care if it's a Gentile woman, if it's a Gentile man. You don't care. You take a black man, black, you just want to see someone else in that position. But when did you seek Yahweh? When did you pray for Yahweh to return you? When did you pray for Yahweh to restore you? And the bottom line is, it hasn't taken place. Why? Because we refuse to get rid of this yoke. We refuse to get rid of the putting forth of the finger. And we refuse to quit with all this speaking of vanity. And this is why when we cry, Yahweh don't hear. This is why Yahweh done put a thick cloud for our prayers. That's why it pays for us to gather ourselves together. Because as much as we like to think that we all, and we are all the children of the Most High, but Yahweh works with different servants differently. So maybe if I pray, the Most High won't have the same respect unto my prayer as he would another servant. And that servant can pray and petition for me, and I still get a blessing. Yahweh would hear that blessing and answer that blessing based off of the blessing made by a servant. But our people don't see the benefit of gathering themselves together and us coming together as a nation. Coming together as a nation because we refuse to stop speaking vanity. We refuse to quit putting forth of the finger. And we refuse to get this bondage, this yoke up off of us. But Yahweh has ID'd himself. Yahweh has said, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And all we want to do is remain in bondage and complain. But like, if you want to go home, if you want to get salvation, if you want to be redeemed, Yahweh done already said you're redeemed. But there's acts that we got to do to show the Most High that we're trying to go home. Stop speaking just empty words. Because this is what Yahweh has said. With our lips do we honor him, but our hearts are far from him. And it becomes something vain. And serving Yah is not something that is vain. Not at all. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 143rd chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 143rd division. I'm going to start reading at Psalms 143. I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and give ear to my supplications, and in thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. No man living should be justified because all of us, not one single soul can say, look, if Yahweh judged today, I know I'm good. Because in the eyes of Yah, no man living is justified. But we want to see the judgment fall upon the nations and see nations be destroyed, and it will happen. You want to see nations get proper judgment, but what's going to happen when the judgment falls upon you? This is why it's important to get rid of that yoke and the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, because you will know that judgment is going to fall upon his people. And we want to make sure that we're doing as right as we possibly can. We want to do the fast that's acceptable in the eyes of Yahweh. And once you start doing the fast that's acceptable in the eyes of Yah, then you'll commit and start doing things that are acceptable in the eyes of the Most High, period. Because Yahweh will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. This is the blessings of hearkening to the voice and the words of Yah. And we only have difficulties in this because we just don't see the benefit of it, because we can't stop with the putting forth of the finger. And instead of looking at what we have, we're looking at what we don't have. Instead of looking at all the light that Yahweh has given us, all we can do is focus on the darkness. Instead of looking at the blessings, we say, man, we just curse. Curse, man. Just curse, curse, curse. In the cursed land, curse. Well, Yahweh woke you up in the land of the living. Is that a blessing? Yeah, it's a blessing, but I got to go and look at this white man. Like, why are you putting forth your finger? Sanctify Yahweh. This man can't do nothing to you that Yahweh is not allowing him to do. And these nations can't do nothing to us that Yah is not allowing them to do. So why would continue with the putting forth of the finger? Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st division, chapter. In Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 31st verse. And it reads, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their faces in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them up out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yah. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Yahweh. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yah, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Yes, this is what we asking to be restored for. And it said, man, you shouldn't teach man no more, saying, Know Yahweh, for they shall all know me. And it say, man, when you do that which is right, man, you ain't going to have to teach no man no more, saying, Know Obadiah, for they going to know him. No, this is all about the Most High. Why do we accept our punishment? Because we're accepting that we transgressed against the Most High. Why are we trying to serve Yahweh with our whole heart? Because we're trying to return to the Most High. Why are we walking in the ways that Yahweh has set? Because we're trying to walk in the straight path that Yahweh has set. Because these things are not about us. These things are about the Most High. And when we sanctify the Most High and glory in the Most High, then the Most High said that he will make us a glory. Because this is what he has made us for. Yahweh said that we are his everlasting doors. Yahweh said that we are his world without end. Yahweh said that we are his children, whom he have loved. And Yahweh said that we are his battle axe and weapons of war. So we all these things to the Most High, then why are we continuing to keep the yoke, putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, when Yahweh has made us for so much more, to do so much more, to accomplish so much more? We don't fall short because these heathens. We fall short because we refuse to try to live up to the standard that Yahweh has set for us. And the only way that we would do these things is we have to step outside ourselves and do that which is lawful and right in the eyes of Yahweh. Do those things that are pleasing to the Most High. Do those things that the Most High delights in. And the Most High delights in righteousness. The Most High delights in his people loving him and fearing him and serving him with our whole heart. And Yahweh said that one of the ways you can return and get this off of you, then do the fast in the eyes of the Most High. It says, Yahweh shall guide you continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of you shall build the old waste places, and you shall raise the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Now, if these things are going to happen, and they are going to happen, but if you want to be a part of it, then let's step outside of ourselves and let's do the thing that Yahweh, let's get rid of the things that Yahweh has said to get rid of. He said, take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And draw out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, and your light shall rise in obscurity, and darkness shall be as the noonday. If you want light, then be a light. And it's not time to point fingers, but accept the personal responsibility so that we can return unto Yahweh, and Yahweh can return unto his people. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Yeah. See, Yahweh stands strong with those who strong with them. So in the time of adversity, we must stay strong and remain with the Most High, because Yah will be the one that got us through the storm, through the winter, and through the cold of our lives.
Check it.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray Yahweh my soul he keep. But if I fall before I wake, I pray Yahweh that my soul he take. You never know what your life beholds. Life is an unknown risk. Never know what destiny unfolds. Raise us up, remove the scandal. To be a soldier for Yah, he give you more than you handle. No, just something that makes us stronger. Adversity's a friend, make us fight longer, standing there quicker. But our people too mind blind and seem to grab scene of the picture, finally had to realize it, to no surprises, had to open up my eyes when I saw relationships start getting weaker, hemogram sleep start getting a little deeper, made me want to take a little search of my soul, also made me wonder why the world's so cold, then it was wisdom that was wrong to me, you building character, stand up on your 2 feet, my God stands with you in grief, so there's no reason to ever cause your face to cease, there was a jewel that was sent my way, to know that Yah give up and also take it away. Then the angel said,
Yah will be holding on. He's the shepherd of the strong. And through his blood, he drew the storm. Yah will be holding on.
Awake. Gates of Israel, we turn home to the day Yah relights our dry bones. Back to our home, Yah replenished on his own. David on the throne, we making our